Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get right to it. Go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Don Bailey Jr. joins us. He'll be on the call Saturday night. University of Miami and University of North Carolina in a football match.
We're a little screwed up today, Don. We're late. We're sorry we got to you late today. We're really,
it's all Joe's fault.
We got no idea what's going on here at this radio station right now. It's a disaster. But anyway, hey, listen, let's not forget what's going on here. Let's talk about bouncing back against North Carolina, who got a great win against South Carolina. I think a lot of Canes fans able to watch that game. How do we get Jaren Williams going this week and get the wide receivers more involved and the big play back in this offense?
Well, I think you get Jaren going, Joe, first of all, by starting with some completions. I think that's always important because we got to remember now he's still young. He's only got one start under his belt. So I think you can hit him with as many, give him as many opportunities as you can to throw the easy pass early. And then take advantage of what he learned, I hope, these last 2 weeks in practice about, you know, looking downfield and looking for the open guy. And I think that there were some missed opportunities against Florida that has been rehashed time and time again the last couple of weeks. And, you know, you hope he keeps learning because he needs to, you know. And, I mean, that's a part of the deal. While I think everybody would say that he did a good job against Florida, they didn't win the football game. And I think at the end of the day, that's how we're all judged.
Enos came out after the game and pointed out all the faults, everything that happened with Jaren Williams and why they didn't win the game. Was that that's something you don't see every day when the offensive coordinator comes out and rips a kind of freshman quarterback.
I don't know about ripped. Do you think
he ripped him a little bit? Yeah, he did rip him a little bit.
No,
after.
No, I don't know. I mean, I have to agree with you. I don't know you ain't been ripped if that was a ripping.
He hasn't played for Kush or for Shula for sure.
Well, dude played one game and his offensive coordinator came afterwards and ripped him.
Frank Kush made Don Shula look like a day at church, man.
You know, I played for him, Joe.
That's why I brought it up.
Oh, my God.
That's why I brought up my boys, Bracelin and Booz and all those other Cal Berkeley potheads that you played with me, man. I know, man. All my boys over there.
I did have fun with them guys now. They knew how to have a party.
Oh, God. Speaking of where the dysfunction came from, part of those guys – introduced, I think, to magic mushrooms or something back then. I don't know what the hell it was. Hey, Don, let's talk about some of the other guys here before we get going on what happened in the 80s. Should stay in the 80s. But defensively, they were pretty damn good. That's got to be the key to this game too, right? The defense getting after their young quarterback.
You know, Joe, I think this game for sure, but for the year. I mean, Miami's going to continue to lean on their defense for – forever, I hope. But this week, you know, Miami's facing a guy that is a true freshman. Now, I watched him pretty close this last week, and he's a tough guy now. He's not going to back down. He's going to try and run through you. And he made, at the end of the day, in the fourth quarter, he scored 15 points, came from behind, and he was the winning pitcher. And it was impressive of how he handled it, but he took some shots. And I'm sure he was talked to about that on how to get down maybe. But if he goes at those linebackers Miami's got and goes at that defense with the same way that he went against South Carolina, it might be a long afternoon for him. But he's definitely a talented kid.
Man, he talked about bad tackling after the game. I'm assuming they worked on that a lot in these last 10 days or so going up for this UNC game.
You know, I talked to Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator, and, you know, he's been with Manny for many years, and it bothered them. You know, it really did. It bothered them that Miami didn't tackle that well. I don't think they expected that because, you know, Manny Diaz defense is that whole staff, and they spend individual period after individual period on tackling drills throughout the year, throughout the spring. And for these guys to come in and not tackle the way that is the Miami standard, I think they were a little disappointed on it. So they spent a little extra time on it this past couple weeks, and I'm grateful that they had an off week, because I think everybody needed it, and everybody needed to go back to training camp and go back and figure out what you got to get better at.
The true freshman tackles, that was good experience for them. I'm curious to see how they bounce back in obvious passing situations for pass protection. What do you expect this week from them, Don? What have they worked on the most?
The good news is that the defensive guys for North Carolina are not as good as the guys from Florida. I mean, that's good news. I expect their defensive coordinator, Jay Bateman, I expect him to attack those two spots, you know, to attack those guys, you know, all game long, because he saw the success that Florida had. And you know this as well as anybody, Joe, because you had to do it. You got to get in there as a tight end and help those guys. You got to chip away whenever you can. But right. At some point, if you're going to make a big play and not go max protection all the time, these guys got to, you know, hold their own spot and accomplish the mission, so to speak. And I think they're getting better at it. I was down there a couple times this past week, and Monday especially. And they're working on the technique constantly. And, you know, Butch Berry, their offensive line coach, came from the NFL, so he's a great technician. But people forget, and, you know, I use this analogy, I think, during the game, when you're a true freshman and you're 18 years old and you're going against a senior who's 21 or a redshirt who's 22, that's a big difference in maturity, a big difference in strength. And it's hard to catch up 4 years in 2 weeks. So they're going to struggle a little bit. I think they're going to struggle, you know, probably throughout the whole year, you know, at certain spots. But they are getting better, and they got to get better.
I'll say one thing, and I think Zach agrees. Jaren Williams got a chance for once where you look and you go, damn, I know he didn't look down the field. I know pocket awareness. He got a chance to be pretty damn good when he throws that football. Right. It was pretty darn accurate.
Joe, you know, when you think, if you just think of this for a minute. I mean, I don't know if we hit, is it two times or three times last year Miami completed over 65%? That for the year, you know, you go back, I think it was only twice that happened. Wow. He did it in his first game, number one. And there would have been a parade for this kid if Thomas would have caught that ball in the end zone to win the game.
You're right.
You think of like how close that thing was to be anointed the next great quarterback here at the University of Miami. And that ball was catchable.
Oh, no, that was the best throw he made. That was the best throw he made in the game. That was great.
And that was at the end with everything at stake for all the money, and that kid hits the bullseye, and they drop it.
Well, we got to get that other guy going too, so we're not taking shots at anybody. We need to get that speed cat going. We want him to feel good about himself this week. Is he a bounce back kid, or is he a guy that lets stuff bother him? What do we think?
No comment.
Okay, that's not good.
I think
that's honest.
Wow.
I'm going to pat him on the back. Anybody to see Jeff Thomas, pat him on the back and tell him you love him and you're the man.
No. Listen, I mean, here's the thing. He has to come back and do this, right? I mean, this is not a time in his career. A time of the season where you got to let something like that, you know, stay with you. If anything, it needs to motivate him. If anything, he's got to say to himself, I'm never dropping another punt the rest of my life. If I get a chance to win a football game, I'm going to win it next time. So you got to get past that. I mean, if he can't get past this, it's going to be a long career.
Don Bailey Jr., have a great call on Saturday night with Joe Zagacki up in North Carolina. Hopefully you come back with a win, and they're 1-1 and not 0-2 for Manny on Monday morning.
This is coastal. This is a big stuff right here.
This is a big one.
Thanks, DBJ.
Thanks, DBJ.
All right, guys. Talk to you next Friday.
All right, Don Bailey. I hit him with his old Colts teams. He goes, you know, I played with those guys. I go, yeah, that's why I said it.
You got him.
I got him. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's right.
A couple more minutes in that interview, we would have been all the way in the 80s. We've been all over the
place. I was ready to go back.
I know.
Man, I miss those guys.
I know. Good call by you.
Fun-loving, dysfunctional dudes. Right. And still dysfunctional back at Cal. How you doing? Ah, man, I'm single again. Man. No, come on, man.
All your boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.